of this beautiful day. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
All right, and there's Mr. Rogers, won't you be my neighbor? And now a little bit of controversy regarding that. I heard from a friend. Well, first of all, welcome to the neighborhood, Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of Notes from the Upper Room. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I tell you what, mic issues here. I continue to sound weird. The deal is, but I don't know how to rectify it, so it is what it is. All right. Do I sound weird to you?
You sound just like Mark.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Very good. We heard from a friend on Mr. Rogers, and I asked her. She said, you know, you found a way to lose me as a listener. And so I'm going to leave her nameless and even her city, but I've known her for many, many years. And so she had just, I said, what is it that bothers you about him? And so she said the obvious is his voice, but underlying is the way his show ushered in the whole teaching of we're all winners. Everyone gets a ribbon. She said, we have a lot of 30-somethings who don't know how to lose and think everyone should love them no matter what. And I said, and she's certainly entitled to her opinion, I just didn't see him. I thought he taught everybody that everyone is special and unique and worth loving, but that I didn't put the blame of that at his feet. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard thing. And certainly one of the things Mr. Rogers ushered in was exactly what you said, that everybody is unique and worth being loved. You know, I think he was someone who, through his show, demonstrated the uniqueness of being created in the image of God. Everybody, you know, there was a comment in there about loving, and the reality is, we are called to love everyone, regardless of circumstance. I think for me, when I think about Mr. Rogers, you know, he really tried to embody, you know, the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control from Galatians 5. And I think there's not enough of that in the world. I think there's so much criticism around us. As you were talking about that, what came to mind was, it seems to me, Mr. Rogers, rather than yelling at people in their darkness, called them into light, called them into goodness. And I think he did a lot of good for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think talking to kids, but in a way that can benefit grown-ups. I mean, so just a couple of quick comments. Other people, we briefly mentioned it yesterday, and so some other folks chiming in at 396-1670. One person said that they enjoy us playing the song. They say it gives me the warm fuzzies. And another listener said, here's my 2 cents worth. If you watch the Mr. Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a daily reminder of a remarkable man's character and virtue is a capital letters fantastic way to start a day. Bring it on. So anyhow, we're not taking an official vote, but that's kind of where people are at. All right. 11 before 6, WWIB, 30 degrees, kind of windy out there. I've got in my hands a copy of Notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals. It is the devotionals. You can actually get the book. And Nathaniel, the newlywed, wants a copy. How does he and other listeners get their hands on one?
Yeah, you know, so again, people can contact me through Facebook or my blog, which is jasoncans.com. My email, jasoncans@yahoo.com, any of those ways, I'm happy to connect with folks. It's also available on Amazon, so you can purchase it there. You know, we've also talked about the devotionals I have in an electronic, a PDF form for free. So if folks just want to email me, I will try to send those out. I know you sent me one person's email, and I started their email the other day, but I don't know that I finished it.
Okay.
That's a good reminder for me to send it to them.
All right. Yeah, very good. If they let me know here at the station, I can always forward those on to you as well. So just let us know in one way, shape, or form. And at least you can get the devotionals via email. But hey, we'd love to sell copies. And you and I, we need to put our heads together and figure out how we could have a book group on this whole thing, okay? So it'd be fun to do that. All right. You know what? We ran out of time this morning tackling the controversy of Mr. Rogers. But thank you, Jason. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Talk to you soon.
All right, very good. WWIB. All right, wrestling through that. 30 degrees here this morning, and trying to raise some money for Hope and Hoops. Yeah. Right, I'm the shooter an hour from now. So 396-1670, the talk and text line. And we throw it out, our question of the morning. Jason, are you still there? He's gone. But the question of the morning is, how many rolls of toilet paper do you have? We heard from someone, right?
Yes, we did.
What did they say?
We have Linda, who says, I have 2 rolls of toilet paper, but by the way it sounds, I hope there will be some to get.
Yeah, very good. All right, so here we go. Maybe we're going to be kind of a clearinghouse for people we can direct and say, you know what, you can call on this listener. WIB listeners, coming together. Listen, we got you covered as far as the TP.
So, we've been talking about toilet paper. I can't believe we're talking about toilet paper on the air.
That's just the kind of show we are.
Well, I threw it out to you guys last night. I'm like, should the question be?
It should be.
And it sounds like we're in a big room, at least in our headsets here this morning. But anyhow, should it be, you know, how many rolls of toilet paper do you have? Because let's face it, we've been bombarded with all sorts of pictures of the empty shelves. My wife found a store yesterday that had it. And I'm like, did you get some? She said, no, we have enough. It's
That's faith. I'm just saying, that's
faith. We could have sold it.
I was at a big box store last night, and I thought, I'm just going to check and just see. Yeah, all that was remaining was paper towel, if you wanted to use that. Maybe some facial tissue. But, yeah, all the TP was completely gone. And I was talking to one of the gentlemen stocking. He's like, it was gone in 2 hours, $16,000 worth of toilet paper.
Oh, my goodness. I was at a big box yesterday, and they were all out except for the RV toilet paper,
whatever
RV toilet paper. Dude, it was like $5 for a 4-pack. I'm like, okay, if you're buying that, you're desperate. You are desperate. I'm not buying RV toilet paper.
Now, I know there's so many things we divide over in American society, and we had some fun early in the WIB Wake Up Show playing the Tim Hawkins comedy clip on this last night. I told my wife about it. She listened and then went on to have just a Tim Hawkins night at home, which was, you know, good. But 1-ply and 2-ply?
Oh, that is. And now they have 3-ply.
They
which,
do.
I mean, I'm not going that. I'm not that much of a princess. But yeah, my mother-in-law yesterday, because I'm doing her grocery shopping for her right now, she said, you know, I just want a 4-pack of 1-ply.
If you're using 1-ply, you might as well use copier paper.
I'll tell you. You know what I do? When I have when I'm in a bathroom with 1-ply toilet paper, you grab the end and okay, that might be enough. I mean, like, I love myself enough to buy 2-ply toilet paper. I'm just saying, even if they were out of everything else and I was concerned, I don't think I would buy 1-ply toilet paper.
So if you go to a family member's house,
yes,
and they have 1-ply, do you comment on it after?
That's what it does.
Okay.
I don't comment, but in my head, I silently scream.
Okay.
I did actually count. It wasn't like David numbering the men of Israel and then bringing a plague on Israel, too. But Lindsay and I did count up our rolls of toilet paper last night just to see. It's like, we're okay. We're okay.
You're so good. You're
we're good.
Good
for a while.
All
That's
right.
how we feel. Apparently, my wife let me know. So.
I think a lot of people are counting to it. It's we're going
to
be
We have to
okay.
know. I mean, in Italy for a while, they got to, they said it was grocery stores and gas stations that were open. And then the latest headline I'd seen talked about most stores closed. So
yeah.
I don't know if it still meant, you know, grocery stores and gas stations. But anyhow,
yeah,
my friend, finally, I have a friend who is a mailman. And he says he's been, all sorts of people are ordering it. He says he's delivering it. He said that stuff is awkward to to deal with.
It's big and quite bulky. And you know, I think we all need to pull together. My hope in this is that we can pull together as a society. That is my hope in this. Everything in our society these days seems to divide us. I want this to bring us together. And how can we help each other?
And this
as
is
human
the thing
beings?
Again, our lighthearted take here, too, is not to make light of a dark situation, but
Correct.
Also, you know what? Laughter is great medicine for heavy hearts. And that's what we hope we can bring you here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
It very much is.
It's that time. Our tradition weekly here on Friday mornings, the WIB Wake Up Show. There is so much going on in the world, and there's no way you can possibly keep up with all of it, so we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Most Americans lost an hour of sleep Saturday night.
But some of you made up for it in church on Sunday morning.
A new study shows that men with wider faces are not trustworthy.
In fact, no wonder I don't trust the health claims made by the Pringles mascot.
Research says the office cubicle stifles the creativity and memory of employees, so you have so many cubicles you sometimes forget where your desk is. Now you can blame it on memory loss from working in that cubicle.
Chuck Norris turns 80 this week.
I'm sure he started, like most days, had a protein shake and wrestled a bear.
The stock market took a huge dive this week. Suddenly.
Yeah, suddenly, my investment in Girl Scout Thin Mints isn't so crazy, huh?
No, I should have done that.
You're a smart man, Halverson. Mm-hmm.
Stock market took a huge dive this week. Yeah, the world's richest lost billions.
Jeff Bezos had to lay off staff, I heard, including the massage therapist who massages his massage therapist.
Oh, how sad for them. With the presidential election about 8 months away, roughly 39% of Americans say they would choose to vote from their computer or mobile device if possible.
Preferably in an app called Candy Crush, election 2020.
Did you hear about this? The smallest dinosaur ever was found in very, very old amber. Researchers have named the fossil Oculodentivus.
I'm pretty sure that won't be showing up on the top baby names list for 2020.
Who could spell it? Tom Hanks and his wife have the coronavirus. Quick, someone get Betty White in a bunker.
Keep her safe. Daylight savings time still has people feeling sleepy.
But I'm actually excited. Guys, I actually figured out how to set the clock on my car's dashboard.
Good That's job, something Halvo. To be proud of. That's a major accomplishment.
In the Netherlands, a restaurant owner stopped an armed robbery by throwing hot French fries at the guy.
Yeah, the would-be robber is covered in minor burns and high cholesterol.
And my daylight savings time recovery is going a bit slow. Still trying to make up for that lost hour of Facebook.
Happens.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, it is Friday the 13th, and people had said with, you know, springing forward with the daylight savings, and then we had a full moon, and then this kind of caps it off, I guess. Because many have a fear of any and all things having to do with Friday the 13th. As if there's not enough anxiety in society with the COVID-19 going on. There's an actual word for this. Let me try to say it. Triskaidekaphobia. Anybody want to try to spell it? Yeah, it's quite a mouthful. It's a fear of things having to do with the number 13, not just Friday the 13th.
I thought it had to do with Triscuits.
Yeah, those are good. Millions suffer from this phobia, and because of it, many will even stay home from work. Well, many are being told to stay home anyhow, right? No one's exactly sure. This is surprising me. No one's exactly sure where the legend of Friday the 13th being unlucky began, though researchers feel the superstition is very old.
I always thought it was from the movies, the movie.
Right.
I was a child of the 80s, so that I've never seen the movies, but I'm like, it must be why. I don't know.
Could be.
Other people say it's the combination of Friday and 13, as both the day and the number have historically been connected to bad fortune. I don't know.
You do you, folks.
And apparently, even some Christians believe Friday is not a lucky day. Again, I don't typically think in terms of luck, but it's the day that Jesus was crucified, and 13 signifies the number of guests at the Last Supper.
That's so interesting because I've never made those associations before. I'm not a superstitious kind of person. I'm like, God's got me. So, you know, whatevs. But, yeah. I am thoroughly enjoying your children. Can I just say they're wonderful?
I enjoy them a lot as well, too. So Lily's working right now on her form and getting ready to shoot for Hope and Hoops. And again, we have so many people to thank who pledged and would still love your pledge at 723-2555 or 715-396-1670. But can I just say, y'all are such an encouragement today too, feeling maybe a little tired today and I'm wondering, it's like, are people going to pledge for my kid? Well, you've come through so well. The Townsend family coming in with a pledge. Our friend Sierra from Gilman with a pledge. How about the Johnson kids, Chloe, Cooper, and Caden with a flat pledge of $10 this morning. Mark Halverson in studio, it's like, okay, she's pretty cute. Got to make sure to pledge for her. Auntie Promise on her way to school pledging. Nicole from Makana. Amanda from Rice Lake has pledged. Uncle Elijah and Uncle Will have pledged for Lily, Grandpa Steve, and Grandma Sarah have pledged. Linda from Chippewa Falls, Mona from Sheldon, Jen from Menominee, Joan from Eau Claire, Grandma Julie, Lily pledged for you from Barron. Of course, Frank, and we've got another one, Jamie, who pledged yesterday morning, pledging again this morning, $25 per made shot for Lily.
Wow. And she's been lighting it up, too. She's been lighting it up, so she's in good shape here.
And I gotta say, you can tell, like, Mark was giving her some pointers and stuff, and you can tell you guys are sports guys because you're like all like, there's a square on the backboard, and if you did it, and I'm like, just throw the ball. There's like a science to this markings on the backboard. Who knew? Uh-huh. Who knew?
I still remember things I learned at basketball camp as a kid. So, you know, over the rim.
Cooper, I think, is very excited to be shooting. You're not shooting today, but later on, you'll get a chance. He's very excited. He really wants to shoot.
He really does. Oh, goodness. So you have just a few minutes left to get your pledges in. And, oh, Lindsay, she's so sweet. She's, like, trying to shush. No, let him make noise.
Yeah, yeah.
It adds to
that sound.
That sound.
Oh, so Lily's going to be taking her shots right after this.
Well, you all are stepping up for my eldest 9-year-old Lillian. This morning is in to shoot for Hope and Hoops, and we have some more pledgers to thank. Auntie Rachel, $5 per make. Johnny Holm, our friend Johnny, I think from Sheldon, $25 per make. Also, Becky this morning, I think Becky might be from Eau Claire, $25 flat pledge. Thank you so much, everybody entered to win those 2 5-hour Fun Center unlimited passes from Action City, and then the big overnight stay and 2 days of unlimited play from Action City Metropolis as well. And my goodness, you're encouraging the station, encouraging me, and encouraging Lily too. She wanted to know how much would be going to Wib Incorporated if she makes them all. So my mathematical child is wanting that tally. Lily, how do you feel? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? She is ready to go. Let's do this. All right, 715-396-1674. Your last second pledges are 723-2555. You can still get in on all the drawings and support Hope in Hoops. Whenever you're ready, honey. Getting ready for the first shot. On the way, off the backboard, and good. She is 1 for 1. Number 2, on the way, just a little off. You're good, honey. 1 for 2. Third shot, off the backboard, and good. She's 2 for 3. 2 more. Just roll it off the front of the rim. Last one here. Right through, rolls it in.
3 for 5. All right.
Lily, great job. Do you want to come over here to the microphone and talk for a second? No? Did you want to make more? Honey, you did great. That was such a good job, honey.
She did fantastic. She Cooper. Did better than a lot of us do.
Cooper.
Absolutely.
Cooper, do you want to tell everyone how well Lily did? Are you super proud of your big sister?
She wanted to make all of them, and you can't blame her.
Cooper is bouncing. He's so excited.
Lily, would you like to thank everybody for pledging for you? You got more pledgers than anybody else yet this month.
Thank you for pledging.
Oh, you're so adorable.
What else are you going to do today, do you think?
Make Cooper's birthday cake.
That's true. Cooper is turning 5 tomorrow. Anything else that you think would be fun to do today?
I don't know.
Do you still have school to do? Still have school to do. What are you going to do today, Cooper?
Play Wii with my sister.
That's pretty fun, playing Wii with your sister. We're very proud of your sister. She did a great, great job. 3 out of 5. Again, we've had lots of folks who've managed maybe 1 or 2. So 3 out of 5.
That's
excellent
not
job.
Bad.
Thanks so much, Lily. I think you still made a lot of money for the station. You did a wonderful job. You did way better than Daddy's done this month. You got way more pledges than Daddy did.
Well,
you did a great job,
Lily.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone who let us know about their pledges. We'll be doing our drawings in just a minute.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.